This is Senator Al Simpson. When does Ted Kennedy say a crime is not a crime? When it involves labor violence, that's when. We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the other day you had a fine opportunity to ensure that any acts of violence by either management or labor would be punished. But no, you voted against such a simple proposition. Robbery and extortion are crimes, Ted, no matter who commits them. Federal government must have the ability and power to punish significant acts of extortion and violence when they occur during labor management disputes. We're not talking about minor criminal actions, Ted. Local law enforcement officials just can't do it alone. The resources of the feds are more suited to combat widespread crime. Uniform laws and uniform prosecutions are truly in the national interest. Are the labor unions so potent with you that you can't even act to punish violence and extortion? Come on, Ted. Say it ain't so.
Hogwash, Al. In 1973, the Supreme Court slammed the door on your right-wing scheme to turn the federal interstate extortion statute into an anti-union weapon. No one condones violence in strikes or other labor management disputes, but the Supreme Court made clear that such offenses are covered by local, not federal, law. The right wing just won't take no for an answer. For 15 years, you've been stubbornly trying to amend the law to achieve your anti-worker goal. Be serious, Al. What's a good old-fashioned states' writer like you doing, trying to preempt state and local law enforcement and turn every bloody nose on a picket line into a federal crime? There's a clear conflict between two of your most cherished right-wing goals, states' rights and union busting. Shame on you, Al. When the chips were down, you went for union busting. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on why he won't raise the minimum wage. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.